This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak, Moshe David, Ben Rabaruch, and L'zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. The parasha begins with the donations for the Mishkan. And the pasuk says, V'yikchu li truma, you shall take for me a truma, a separation from your money, to give as a donation for the Mishkan. Rashi famously says, V'yikru li lishmi, for my sake, which simply means that the donations should be given lishmi, for my sake, and not for any ulterior motives. The Chanukas HaTorah says another explanation in the words of Rashi, li lishmi. In Parshas Nasa, we have the Parsha of the Saita, which is a woman who is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. When she denies any wrongdoing, the husband is required to bring her to the Kayan. And in order to determine her guilt or her innocence, the Kayan erases the portion of the Torah which contains the curses administered to the Saita. And he erases those words in the water, which is then given to the Saita to drink. Those words that were erased also contain the name of Hashem. So what results from this is that the Shem Hashem is erased during the process of determining the innocence or the guilt of the Saita. Immediately preceding the Parsha of Saita is a discussion about giving the proper gifts, like Truma, to the Kohen. And the Pasuk says, Ish asher yitin la-Kohen lo yiyeh. One who gives the proper gifts to the Kohen, lo yiyeh, as Rashi says, lo yiyeh momen harbet, he will be blessed with wealth. And Rashi explains that the reason why the gifts to the Kohen is written next to the Parsha of Saita is to teach us, Im ato ma'akev matnas Kohen, if you will withhold the gifts to the Kohen, and you don't come to the Kohen to give the proper gifts, Chayecha, I swear by your life, Shetetzdarech lovoy etzloy lehavi loy es asaitam, that you will need to come to the Kohen to bring your wife as a Saita. So we see that by not giving Truma, that will bring about the parish of Saita and the erasing of Hashem's name. However, if you do give Truma, then your wife will not be a Saita and the Shem Hashem will not be erased. Says the Chanukas HaTorah, this is what Rashi means, V'yikhu li Truma, li lishmi. If you give truma, li lishmi, it will be for the sake of my holy name, because by giving truma, there won't be a saita, and my name will not be erased. Give truma lishmi, for the sake of not erasing my holy name. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tes says that the source of the klal, kol hamoisif gareya, whoever adds to something, actually takes away from it. The source is the pasuk by the dimensions of the Orin, where the pasuk says that the length of the Orin was amosayim v'chetzi arkai, 2.5 amos its length. And the question is obvious. Where do we see kol hamoisif gareya from the words amosayim v'chetzi arkai? Rashi in Sanhedrin explains that if you were to take away the aleph out of the word amosayim, it would read mosayim v'chetzi arkai, 2.5 is its length. So by adding the aleph, we are being gareya, making it less, amosayim v'chetzi, 2.5 amos. Without the aleph, it's mosayim v'chetzi arkai, 2.5. And with the aleph, it's less, amosayim v'chetzi arkai, 2.5 amos, its length. So we see kol amosif gareya, because by adding the aleph, we are diminishing from 2.5 to 2.5. However, the Mashua has a problem with this pshat, because by removing the aleph, the Torah no longer specifies to which units of measurement it refers to. The pasuk would be saying, Mosayim v'chetzi arkai, 2.5 is its length, but there would be no way of knowing with which units this should be measured. Maybe it would be measured with units which are much smaller than an amma, and 2.5 of that measurement might actually be less than 2.5 amas. In that case, adding the letter aleph from Mosayim to Amosayim might actually be increasing the size of the Orin, because Mosayim v'chetzi can technically mean 2.5 molecules, and that would be less than Amosayim v'chetzi, 2.5 amas. So how do we see from there kol hamoisif gareya? The Vilna Gaon answers, unlike Rashi, who was dealing with the aleph of Amosayim, the Gaon says that the Gemara is referring to the vav of v'chetzi. If you were to take away the vav, the pasuk would read, Amosayim chatzi arkai. 2 amos is half the length of the Orin. In other words, the Orin's full length would be 4 amos. But by adding the vav, its length is actually reduced to 2.5 amos, because with the vav it reads amosayim vochetzi yarkoit. Its total length is 2.5 amos. So without the vav it reads amosayim chatzi arkoit, making the full length 4 amos. And with the vav it reads amosayim vochetzi arkoit, making the full length 2.5 amos. So we see from here kol amosif gareya, because by adding the vav, you diminish the length of the orin from 4 amos to 2.5 amos.